ABC News Radio.
He was one of the fashion greats, without a doubt. I mean, he was iconic. It's incredibly sad because it seems that whatever he touched, you know, he had a Midas touch. And without, you know, the legacy of Chanel, of course, but you know, even Fendi, he reinvented Fendi only a few years ago and it brought it right back to being such a prominent fashion brand. And he was an incredibly hard worker, and I think that's what he's left behind, apart from, you know, being a very bright, smart, creative, talented person whose work ethic was beyond any. And he had many labels that he worked on and did many collaborations, and I don't think he ever stopped.
And I think he was called Emperor or Kaiser in his native Germany by fashion insiders. Just how instrumental was he in the success of Chanel in recent years, given he was there for several decades?
Oh, incredibly. You know, Chanel is there as one of the most iconic brands in fashion, and most definitely in Paris anyway, and the world. You know, it's very, very sad because it's sort of in the last few years we've lost the likes of Sonia Riquiel, Yves Saint Laurent, and some of those very iconic designers. And I think, you know, there's always the next generation, but it's the generation that we've just had. A lot of it's about draping and attention to detail and design, and it's a very different focus, I guess. And what Carl did at Chanel was always, you know, his shows that he staged, you know, with rocket ships or, you know, icebergs, or they were very spectacular, and always, you know, the press loved them and they loved him, and it was always something that people waited to see and to look at.
And I think he had that distinctive presence too around the catwalks of Paris and Milan and other cities as well. Very distinctive he was.
Absolutely. Well, he never changed the look, his ponytail, his glasses, his grey hair, his black jacket, his stiff collared shirts. I mean, he was distinctly recognisable as a personality himself. But and so were the brands. He's going to be very missed. And I just think it's, especially for the next generation of designers and students coming through, there's some of the greats that aren't on this earth anymore with us. Just their souls remain. And I think it's very sad too, because I guess we all age, but you don't expect it.
And you met him once, I gather. What was he like?
Oh, he had incredible energy. It was, you know, it was my very early days of Paris, I can remember. And, of course, I was in awe. And even I think now I would have still been in awe. And, you know, he had a very, very strong energy. And he was very strong, I guess, and discerning and quick and smart. And I don't think I got a word in edgeways. I was probably too petrified to talk to someone. I would have been, I guess, not even maybe late 20s, early 30s. So it was a good 20 years ago.
I mentioned earlier that he had this wit that I think he was known for too. I think he once noted, anyone who wears jogging pants has lost control of their life. So he said it like it was, don't you think?
Well, yes, in a way. And I guess it's a lot, so many people do now. I mean, the rappers and fashion's gone that way. So in a way, it kind of puts it, you know, it does take it into context sometimes, doesn't it? But what he was doing was most definitely not about that.
Does he represent, do you think, Colette, an era of fashion designers? You mentioned earlier that we've lost several in the past couple of years that are now past, and in that they had a sense of how fashion should be in the world, and that has now moved on. We're in another era now. Is that what you think?
Well, I definitely think that they continued. They gave life to brands that, you know, had their own statements and their own personalities, and it wasn't necessarily about making something different, fast and new every season. It was about reinventing houses or making design that, you know, there was a very strong statement for each house that had a, you know, its own individuality. And I sometimes think fashion gets lost and becomes too disposable, and it's not about, you know, the craftsmanship and the tailoring, but bringing something fresh to a season, bringing a fresh look to a season of a brand, you know, that has a distinct look. Because, I mean, we know when we buy Chanel or your customer buys Chanel, it will always have something that they feel very comfortable, well-made, well-tailored, but with a twist, and it'll be a new season's colour, and there'll be something always fun that attracts them to it. It won't be the same, but at the same time, it's not going to shock them too much as well as a customer. And there is an art to that.
Indeed. And just finally, you say you met him once and you were in awe of this amazing designer. Do you think that inadvertently you were influenced by him, or did he have an influence on other designers?
Oh, without a doubt. I think you can see that in the much more commercial world, of course. But yes, because I think, you know, somebody who's as talented, and it just shows, you know, a lot of it is about work ethic, attention to detail. You can't. It's an industry, I guess any creative industry is, but you don't flirt with it, you know. You're really in the hole, and it's enormous amount of work and attention that you need to give to an industry, and he most definitely did that. Of all the designers, you know, he it was his life. It wasn't part of his life, it was his life.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.